Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Mini Luzahan Akolo Kichiapi ambassadors continue to work to build understanding, connection, and reconciliation between natives and non-natives in South Dakota. Their May 4th presentation, An Inconvenient Truth, the history behind Sioux Sand Lands in West Rapid City, brought in an overflow crowd. So the group is offering another presentation tonight. Here with more, Karen Mortimer with MOA. Karen, welcome.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for coming back. Let's give a little background for anybody who maybe missed our first conversation that we had. And we're talking about the history behind the Rapid City Boarding School, Sioux Sand Lands. What's the sort of elevator speech that you give to people to explain what this is all about?
Well, this is a history that particularly the Native community in our area knows some about, and the non-Native community is not as knowledgeable. And it's about a section of land, 1,200 acres, in West Rapid City that began as the Rapid City Indian Boarding School back in 1800s and went on until about 1933. Following that, it turned into the Sioux Sanatorium, taking care of Native people with tuberculosis issues. And then in 1948, there was a move to expand Rapid City, and the city of Rapid City and the National Guard, the churches, and the Chamber of Commerce went to Washington and asked for that land. So the land then was given or sold to the churches and the city and the schools for use. So what's fascinating is just to know right where we live, this 1,200 acres, which is there are houses and churches and schools and the National Guard, and most people don't know about this. And it's really an important history, part of our history that we need to pay attention to.
If I live in Rapid City or I'm driving through Rapid City, what do I see there now? Stevens High School, what else?
Well, it starts about on Mountain View, kind of down by Bacon Park, and goes, you'll see Sioux Park, you'll see, there's a number of churches right around the Sioux Sand Hospital that is sort of in the center of this. And there's West Middle School, there's Canyon Lake Elementary School, there's Stevens High School, there's about four or five, six churches, and homes, and then the National Guard. So it goes all the way out by Blessed Sacrament Church.
So in the first week of May, there was an insert in the Rapid City Journal with a lot of information provided for folks. May 4th, the presentation from the ambassadors on An Inconvenient Truth. And who showed up? Quite a number of folks.
Frankly, we were pleased and surprised. The venue wasn't big enough. We had to turn it. We're not exactly sure how many people we turned away, but it was probably over 150 people.
Wow. And what did that, what kind of conversations did you have at that moment when you realized you were actually going to have to turn people away?
Well, we actually anticipated it a little bit earlier that day because we started getting a kind of a barrage of questions and responses. So we set this date of tonight for a second. We thought we'd have a backup plan, and so we had cards even printed saying that we would have another presentation tonight, mm-hmm. and so we are.
What kind of questions did people come with? What was the engagement like that evening?
It was really fascinating. It was a spirit of kind of respectful curiosity. It was like, wow, we didn't know that that happened there, or we had stories, but we didn't know the facts. And some, even though this information has been out in the news and in the oral tradition, I think some of the facts have been really kind of surprising to people. There were stories that came out. There were people who knew about, who brought up information that we didn't have. So we're kind of at the beginning of the story, we still feel. So it's been exciting.
Tell us why this makes a difference today. What I mean, you just alluded to some of it, where there's more stories and more information to share to get a more complete picture. But what happens next just from the dialogue and from the conversation?
Well, we really feel like what we're doing was we're kind of putting this history into the hands of our community with factual knowledge, but also compassion and a balanced perspective. We feel like by together, both the Native and non-Native community, knowing this factual information together, it's going to help us to have conversations that maybe over difficult subjects that could be will be better because we share this knowledge. We feel like if we know better, we can do better. So there's that whole part of it. But what we're absolutely finding, and Heather Thompson and Kibbe Conti have done a remarkable job of putting some research together. We're collaborating with a researcher, Scott Riney, who is going to be there tonight. He's from Colorado. He did his doctoral dissertation on the Rapid City Boarding School. So there's a lot, there's more information that we don't have. And an interesting little side story, and I won't go on and on, but we'll be talking about this tonight. There, we listed about 50 children in the back of the insert that through the research found that were died or were buried either at the boarding school or in the Mountain View Cemetery in Rapid City. We listed those names. And one of the families, it's called the Holy family, Mabel Holy, they've been looking for her for decades. And the family lives in Cheyenne River right now. And Mabel died in 1901, and she was a survivor of the Wounded Knee Massacre. Wow. So tonight, the Holy family is going to be coming to hear this story. So there's more of those.
Wow. Sort of overwhelming there. That
It is. It's just makes this work, it's just really important work. It's important work for our whole community, the Native and non-Native community.
So this is tonight, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time at the Ramkota Hotel, Washington Room in Rapid City. Is that correct, Karen?
That's absolutely correct. There's more information on our website. All the articles are published on our website, and that website is moarapidcity.org.
And our original conversation with Karen Mortimer, Heather Dawn Thompson, and Kibbe Conti is also archived on our website with a transcript of some of that. You can find that at sdpb.org and read some of those comments we had back earlier in the month. Karen Mortimer, good luck tonight. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lori. Really appreciate it.